from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a variety of issues at the G20. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, President Obama and British Prime Minister Theresa May met to talk about a number of issues, including the Syrian civil war. The Prime Minister said she will urge Russia to clear the way for civilians needing help.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Now, Secretary of State John Kerry is also at the summit and told reporters that the talks between the U.S. and Russia are proceeding cautiously.
I've said all along we're not going to rush and we're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
After the meeting with the Prime Minister, President Obama told reporters the U.S. and Britain will continue strengthening what he called their special relationship, even as London pursues its exit from the European Union.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the consequences of the decision don't end up unraveling what is already a very strong and robust economic relationship that can become even stronger in the future.
Now, the two-day G20 meeting began on a diplomatic high note following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had submitted documents committing them to carrying out the Paris Climate Agreement. For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that Washington is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup against his government to justice, but stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite the Muslim cleric that Ankara blames for the coup.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure those who carried out these activities are brought to justice and reaffirm our strong support for the Turkish people and Turkish institutions.
Now, Turkey contends that the 75-year-old Fethullah Gulen, living in self-imposed exile since 1999 in the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania, orchestrated the coup, although he adamantly has denied any involvement. Sitting right across the table from President Obama, President Erdogan indicated that efforts were underway to gather evidence from the attempted coup. He said the post-attempted coup documentation and evidence therein will be amassed today and they will be submitted to our friends in the U.S. The efforts are still underway. We had welcomed a delegation from the American Justice Department and a similar delegation from the Turkish Ministry of Justice will go to the United States. Mr. Obama and Erdogan met on the sidelines of the summit. Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump said at a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday he wanted to help rebuild the city and there are many things wrong that should be made right in the United States. 2 months before the election, Mr. Trump is struggling to attract African American and other minority voters.
Those who seek office do not do enough to step into the community and learn what is going on. I'm here today to learn.
Mr. Trump's appearance was not appreciated by everyone. Mr. Trump has spent much, if not all, of his campaign talking to overwhelmingly white audiences where he's made condescending remarks about people of color. Inside the church, Donald Trump said the nation needs a civil rights agenda of our time with better education and good jobs. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in highlighting of his holy year of mercy during a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands of people at St. Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the saint of the gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving in Calcutta in 1929. When she died in 1997 at the age of 87, her only possessions were her Bible and her prayer beads. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.